cattle futures perked up a bit on Monday. Decreased net cattle imports are adding to declining cattle inventories in the United States and generally tighter cattle numbers at the end of the year, says Darrell Peel. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmore. Howdy to all. This is Wes Ishmael with your Cattle Current Market Update for Monday night and Tuesday morning, the 14th of December. Negotiated cash pig cattle trade was at a standstill in all major cattle feeding regions through Monday afternoon, according to the Agricultural Marketing Service. Live prices last week were at $138 to $140 a hundredweight in the Southern Plains and Colorado, $138 to $140 in Nebraska and the Western Corn Belt. Dress prices were $220 in Nebraska and $218 to $220 in the Western Corn Belt. Choice box beef cutout value was $1.32 lower Monday afternoon at $263.22 a hundredweight, but select was $1.40 higher at $253.64. Long-term optimism helped boost live cattle futures on Monday, an average of 46 cents higher. Feeder cattle futures closed an average of 84 cents higher, from 20 cents higher at the back to $1.37 higher. They received a boost from softer corn futures, which were down on a drop in soybean futures based on bullish South American production weather. Corn futures closed 4 to 8 cents lower. Soybean futures closed 18 to 23 cents lower through November of 22, and then mostly 12 to 15 cents lower.
Ka-ching! More pounds, more calves, more profit. Studies show Hereford Genetics increase net profit by $51 per cow per year. That's $20,000 in additional revenue for a typical 400-cow outfit. And calves sired by Hereford Bulls continue to add value through the chain. A documented $30 per head in feedlot profitability. That's real money and real results. Get more ka-ching. Come home to Hereford at Hereford.org.
Calves and feeder cattle continue to sell mainly steady to higher at the weekly Monday auctions monitored by Cattle Current. Through mid-session, steer and heifer calves were selling steady at Oklahoma National Stockyards. The exception was $6 to $8 higher for calves weighing 300 to 400 pounds. The AMS reporter noted, in many cases, heavier weight cattle are outselling their lighter weight mates due to higher feed costs. There are an estimated 15,000 head on offer. Also through mid-session, feeder steers were selling steady at Joplin Regional Stockyards in Missouri, as were feeder heifers weighing more than 525 pounds. Heifers at lighter weights were trading steady to $5 lower. There were an estimated 8,500 head on offer. Steers weighing less than 450 pounds sold with significantly higher undertones at Sioux Falls Regional in South Dakota, where there were 5,078 head. Steers weighing 450 to 500 pounds sold steady to $2 lower, but steady to $5 higher at heavier weights than 500 pounds. Feeder heifers weighing less than 450 pounds sold with significantly higher undertones, and then steady to $4 higher at heavier weights, except for $3 to $5 lower at 550 to 650 pounds. Compared to 2 weeks earlier, steer calves weighing less than 650 pounds sold $6 to $8 higher at Russell Livestock Auction in Iowa. Steers weighing more than 650 pounds sold $3 to $8 higher. Heifer calves weighing less than 600 pounds sold $4 to $7 higher, and then mostly steady to $3 higher at heavier weights. There were 4,312 head on offer. At Tri-State Livestock Auction in McCook, Nebraska, steers weighing more than 650 pounds sold $4 to $7 higher, but $4 to $10 lower at lighter weights. There are too few heifers to trend, and there are 1,280 head on offer. Major U.S. financial indices continued their almost daily seesaw action Monday, to the downside this time. Apparently, investors started the week more anxious about everything from inflation to the potential impact of the new COVID variant. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 320 points lower, the S&P 500 closed 45 points lower, and the NASDAQ was down 217 points. Decreased net cattle imports are adding to declining cattle inventories in the United States and generally tighter cattle numbers at the end of the year, says Daryl Peel, Extension Livestock Marketing Specialist at Oklahoma State University, in his weekly market comments. According to Peel, numerous factors, both short-term and long-term, are affecting the development of live cattle trade in North America, including structural development in cattle feeding and packing in Canada and Mexico, drought conditions, feed supplies and prices, and exchange rates. For the first 10 months of the year, Peel says total U.S. cattle imports from Mexico are down 23.4%, following a decrease of 32.4% in October compared to last year. He adds that cattle imports from Canada are down 9.0% for the year to date compared to last year. Total cattle imports are down 18.7% year over year through October. On the other end of the trade, Peel says U.S. cattle exports increased significantly to Canada and Mexico over the last 4 years. He explains cattle exports to Canada were 70.7% higher year to date through October. Exports to Mexico, although still relatively small in actual numbers, are up 215.2%. In total, Peel says, cattle exports so far in 2021 are up 81.2% year over year, equal to 31.3% of imports, and contributing to a 35.0% decrease in net cattle imports for the first 10 months of the year. That's your Cattle Current Market Update for Monday night and Tuesday morning, the 14th of December. This is Wes Ishmael. Thanks for listening.